Hey, you know, Jeannie, I was thinking. This deli would do a little more business if you had some kind of promotion. Maybe you could give away gasoline with every sandwich.
They already get gas with the chili.
No, I mean something that would be like a reward to your few loyal customers. Say, a discount on the food.
Oh, Mr. Bickley thinks we should give him a discount.
Yeah, say 10% off the top. Huh, you got it.
Maurice, keep the engine running. Here's $100. Buy yourself a cigar. Here's $200. Buy yourself a haircut.
Hey, what's going on here?
Hey, Vic. Here's $20 for that card I bought from you last Christmas.
Hey.
Love you, darling.
What is this? It's Monopoly money.
I know. I don't want to pay you with that useless U.S. currency.
Wow, how'd you get to be so rich?
Well, it's a long story. But I'll make it real short. I played Mini Monopoly last night, and I beat the chance offer. I cleaned out our community chest.
Always inspiring to see a good winner.
Gosh, what are you going to do with all your money?
Well, I don't know. Maybe invest it. I don't want people to know that I'm loaded.
I had the same problem.
Remo, do you have any place where I can hide this?
Oh, I've got the perfect place where I hide all my valuable potato peels and coffee grounds.
Oh, excuse me, Daddy Warbucks. I have a customer. Here you go.
Well, now that all this money, I don't know whether I should build a tax shelter. You know, I bought this book by Bert Lance, Having Fun with Other People's Money. With all this scratch, I've been really itching to go to the Crab Nebula.
Well, I hope you have fun.
Well, who knows? You know, I've got all those hotels, I built all those houses, but it's all so plastic. I don't know whether to invest in maybe public utilities or buy a railroad. What do you think?
If you really want to know what to do with all that money, why don't you pay for my dinner?
La, la, la.
Him. A hem in a sleeve. What's wrong? I mean, the service is slow, but don't let it bum you out.
It's not just the service. It's my whole life. I'm a horrible failure.
Oh, maybe I can make you a better failure.
Well, thanks, but there's no hope for me. I came to Boulder to become a star. I wanted to sing and to dance and to make movies.
You came to Boulder to become a star?
Now I'm here, I'm all alone. Got no money, got no friends.
Hey, if you want a sugar daddy, I'm hypoglycemic. Hey, listen, I've got more money than J. Paul Getty put together. Hey, I'll be your friend.
Really? That's wonderful. Could we start right away?
Hey, even sooner.
Oh, right. Well, maybe you could come over to dinner at my house, say, like, around 7-ish.
How about now-ish?
Oh, that's great-ish.
Hey, Mark. You want your $5,000 back?
Oh, keep it. It's just paper. Ooh. No, better than that. Throw it away. It's wrinkled.
You know, the other day I bought a huge car and said, hey, throw it in the river. I want to see it sink.
That was a wonderful meal, Kathy. I love a good pork butt. Well, thanks for the chow and chow.
Oh, no, you can't go yet. I've hardly gotten to know you. Why don't you come over here on the couch?
Oh, dokie okie. Whoa! Oh! 5.0.
You know, Mark, my heart really went out to you when I heard about your burden of having too much money. I mean, it made my problem seem so small, having no money.
Oh, thank you. Mmm, nice wine. Oh, and a good week, too.
Well, you know, a dollar doesn't go as far as it used to.
Probably can't afford the gas.
You have a very kind face.
Well, you have kind of a face, too.
And your hair, oh, so soft.
That's because I gargle with lanolin.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, I'd love to. Hail, hail,
hail, alive.
Adorable. Why don't you put your arms around me?
Oh, sure thing, Kimo Sabet. See? Never even touched you. You know, I could also stand on my lips.
That's swell. Oh, you know, I'm getting so tired.
Maybe you should go to bed then.
But I'd be so lonely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
Mark, think about it. I mean, I'm a woman. You're a man.
Right. Ooh. And this is a dove. And here's a chicken. And this is a little lizard. All right, this is getting fun. Your turn.
Well, I know something that's a lot more fun. Okay? Why don't you take off your suspenders?
All right. Hey, that's no fun. I do that every night.
Oh, it's getting so hot in here.
Boy, you know, when I get hot, I like to sit on a good cold fudgesicle.
Doesn't everyone? Mark, I want you to spend the night here.
Why?
Because I'm all alone. I need somebody here.
All right, I'll do it. But do you have an attic?
We don't have an attic.
All right, I'll rough it here right on Mr. Couch.
But what about my Mr. Bed?
I don't think there's room for the couch. Well, besides, where would you sleep?
Fine. Fine, fine. But you know where I am should you need me.
I'll just whistle.
Jeannie, if you see him, will you tell him to call me? Yeah, I won't. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Mark, it's you!
You're right, Johnny Olson. Tell her what she's won.
Thanks, Carl. She's just won a Naugahyde wig. Yes, Naugahyde, the wig of the champions.
Well, where have you been? What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? You were gone all night.
Well, I met a lonely actress.
And?
Well, she asked me over for dinner.
Did you go?
Sure, I was hungry.
So, what happened after dinner?
Nothing. We just sat on the couch, that's all.
That's all?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. There was a little dancing, and then I put my arms around her.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah. And I took off my suspenders, and she got a little overheated. She took off her top, and then, boom, she wanted to go to bed.
Well?
Nothing. I just spent the night with her, that's all. Bye-bye. Mindy, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Good.
Entrez nous!
Kathy!
Mark, you know, I'm a little disappointed. I thought you were going to be my friend one evening, and I don't see you for 2 weeks.
Well, I thought you only needed a friend for one night.
You're forgiven. You know, somehow I imagined your place would be, well, more expensive looking.
Well, it's not mine. It belongs to the girl I live with.
A girl, huh? And does this girl know about the night you spent with me?
Oh, yes, I told Mindy all about it.
Good. Very good. You know, Mark, I've been thinking about you a lot these past 2 weeks, and that night we spent together had a lot of meaning for me. What did it mean to you?
Let's see.
pork butt. Good dancing, lumpy sofa.
Are you trying to say you love me?
I don't think so.
Okay, Mort. I wasn't going to bring this up, but you have torn it out of me. Will you marry me?
This is so sudden.
What was this?
Mindy, remember I told you about that girl I spent the night with? The one with the bad thermostat? Mindy, this is Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. Mork and I were just talking about getting married.
You were?
Well, she were.
Kathy, I don't think you understand. You see, Mork and I have been living together for quite some time now, and Mork sometimes doesn't grasp the complexities of personal relationships. Now, I'm sure you're a very nice girl, but somewhere along the way, I think you've gotten your wires crossed.
Mindy, dear, I don't think you understand. I'm having Mork's baby.
La, la, la.
Well, I hope you're at least going to do the right thing by me. I mean, it's going to take a lot of money to raise our child properly after we're married.
Married? Well, if I marry her, can I still keep living with you?
Thanks for the offer, Mork, but I think I'll pass.
Well, I'd like to still keep living with Mindy. Would you take money instead?
What a cruel thing to say. But then life is cruel, isn't it? Okay.
Great. Here's $15.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's very, very funny. Well, you listen, Buster. You're going to have a paternity suit on your hands if I don't get $5,000 in 24 hours.
Oh, listen, I'm no legal bozo. How about a compromise? $5,000 to give you $24.
This guy's hysterical.
Well, before you start talking about lawsuits, you better be able to prove that he's the father.
Oh. Well, even if I can't prove it, I can make his life miserable in court. And I guarantee it won't seem so funny when his name is plastered all over the newspapers.
Oh, Mark, what have you done? Well, I guess I know what you've done, but...
Mindy, what am I going to do?
Well, Mark, to tell you the truth, I don't think I'm the one to advise you at this time. Somehow, I just find it a little difficult to be objective.
Oh, I don't want to marry somebody that's not Mindy.
Come on, it'll help promote business.
Remo.
Please, just try on the sarong. If it worked for a lot more, it'll work for a lot less.
Remo, the flower, yes. The sarong, never.
It's not like it's topless.
Huh. It's just tasteless. But then how can you discuss taste with a man who looks like he walked out of a Don Ho nightmare?
You say anything and you're the Daily Special. Mork! Away!
I'm a little depressed. Oh, Remo, what happened? Did Picasso throw up on you?
Thanks. It's great to see you, too. What's the matter with you?
Well, I'm thinking of getting married.
Oh, well, you got troubles. Sit down. Yeah. And you're lucky. Today I'm dressed like a Hawaiian psychiatrist. All right. What's the deal?
Well, I'm thinking of getting married.
Well, I'm excited for you. In fact, I think it's terrific, and I know Mindy's real happy, too, huh?
I don't think she likes the girl too much.
What girl?
The one that's having my baby.
How did that happen?
Well, it was an accident. Boy, I wish we did coverage for that type of collision. Yeah, but let's be hypothetical for a moment. What would happen if Jeannie, got in trouble?
I'd kill a guy.
Okay.
Kill him and I'd force him to marry you.
I feel like I'm wearing a doggy bag from a luau.
Jeannie, will you cover yourself up and stay away from him?
Gladly, and why?
Well, he got a girl,
Fat.
No, in the family way.
Yeah, I think she wants to get married.
Can't believe this. But if you did it, marrying her is the honorable thing to do. Of course, it's your decision, Moore.
Yeah, I do want to do the honorable thing. I guess I better marry her tonight. Better start making some phone calls.
I guess you have a lot of plans to make, huh?
Yeah, if you're darn tootin'. First thing I want to do is find out her last name. Can you imagine? Mr. and Mrs. Lumpy boy.
Well, I'm glad you agreed to settle things right away. Now, where's the money?
Money? What money? We're getting married.
Getting married? But on the phone, you said that you were going to take care of everything.
Well, I am, Rosie Wasms. I'm also going to take care of our little bundle de joie.
There is no little... There is no reason for us to get married. With your money, I can take care of the fuzzy bundle all by myself.
I wouldn't think of it, sugar lumps.
Don't call me that.
Why not? I mean, pretty soon we're going to be husband and wife, and you're going to be my little budgeons, and I'm going to be your Uncle Squeezers.
Listen, I don't think you really understand quite what's going on here. Mork, I'm not good enough for you. Oh, I mean, you can't throw away your whole life just because you made one little mistake.
Yeah, but after we're married, I can sleep on the couch again. We'll have lots of little mistakes.
Reconsider.
Reconsider? No, I... Oh, you sly boots. You're more anxious than I am. Look, you're already packed and ready to go on the honeymoon. Turlock, here we come.
This isn't going right at all. Who's that?
Either the Pope or a Justice of the Peace.
I'll get it.
Hi, sorry I'm late. The bus doesn't stop at this corner.
Hello, I'm Mork.
I'm Justice Aaron Abbott.
You know, I found him at the beginning of the telephone book. He's the top of his field.
And this is...
Oh, Kathy, my lovely bride-to-be. I didn't catch your last name yet.
Cumberland.
Oh, like the Gap. Oh, I hope Mindy gets that note I left. I wouldn't want her to miss this.
Mork, you don't even know what I'm like. I mean, I have these rotten, filthy, awful habits. I drool in my sleep.
That's all right. I'll wear rubber pajamas.
Okay, I didn't want to lay this on you, but I run around with men.
Oh, shouldn't jog when you're preggers.
Who's that?
Could be the Pope now.
I'll get it. Friends of the bride or the groom?
Of the groom?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute more? I know that you think you know what you're doing, but I know that you don't really know what you think that you know. You tell him.
Can you take a little constructive criticism?
Sure.
This is the stupidest thing you've ever done.
Oh, I guess that means you're not bringing a wedding present.
Mork, you don't owe that bimbo anything. You have your whole life ahead of you. You're a young man. You've got your health. You have your friends. Your brain's a little shaky.
But it's the honorable thing to do.
That's another strike against you. You
talk. I'm really going to miss you.
Oh, Min, I hate to do this, but it's my duty.
Oh, Mork.
Excuse me. Can we get started?
Sure thing.
Oh, no, no, wait a minute. I've been thinking. Maybe we could raise the kid for $4,000. He doesn't have to go to college.
I wouldn't think of my little Uji-wisms. Come on.
$2,500? He doesn't have to go to high school either.
Oh, I want to do the right thing.
$1,000? That's my final offer.
Eternal bliss and marriage to me forever. That's my final offer. What?
Mork, you could ruin the rest of your life.
What about the rest of my life?
Could we? Dearly beloved.
I do.
Not yet.
I don't.
Okay.
$500, and you'll never hear from me again.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
No, I buttered my bread, and I'm going to lie in it.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to witness the union of this man and this woman. We have come to join them in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Oh, nothing kinky yet, please.
If there's anyone here who would object to this marriage, Let them speak now or forever hold their peace.
I object.
I object.
I object.
Three.
$50 bus fare and I'm gone.
I'm a Gunga Booby. I would if I could, but I haven't got $50.
It's all in stocks?
No, it's in pants. It's in my pocket. 15 big ones.
You're not rich? You mean I wasted all this time and you're not even rich?
Now I object. Maybe I can still cash the 8:15 bus. Better have that taken care of. Somebody might trip. Well!
Well, I'll finish the ceremony. Do you promise to love, honor, and obey till one of us bites the big one?
Will you stop it? He never even laid a hand on me.
Don't they call this extortion?
You're extorting my baby? What a horrible way of saying you love me.
Mork, there is no baby. There never was.
Shock, bewilderment, confusion. Then why did you want to marry me?
I think we'll let her explain that to the police. Come on, you're not getting away with this one this time, Miss Honeylumps.
You know, you are a very attractive man. Would you like to get a bite to eat?
Are you buying? I know this place where I can get a 10% discount.
Oh, man. Just when I think I understand you, Earthlings, some weirdness comes along and Zammo.
The problem is you're a magnet for weird. That woman thought you were rich and she was out to get your money. She never thought you were going to marry her.
But wouldn't any human being do that?
No. See, that's one of the other reasons you have so much trouble. You're just not fully human yet. That's also one of the reasons I think you're so special.
I think you're special. I guess that means that you're not fully human yet either.
Well, thanks.
It's too bad about Kathy. This incredible honeymoon planned. We can't go on it. Maybe you'd like to go.
Well, maybe I would. Where are you going to go?
Well, we're going to go to Three Mile Island.
Orson, come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson, come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson, come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson, come in, Orson.
Here I am, Mork. What's been going on?
Well, this week, sir, I learned that on Earth, things aren't always what they appear to be.
You'll have to explain that.
I will, sir. For example, the ocean appears to be clean, new cars appear to be well-built, and Ronald Reagan appears to have brown hair.
That's very complicated.
Well, it gets worse, sir. There's double deceptions, like the government appears to be disorganized, and it is.
What does all this have to do with your week?
I was about to tell you your testiness. I met a woman who wasn't what she appeared to be.
Who was that lady?
That was no lady. That was almost my wife. See, sir, on Earth, some humans believe that they should be married before they get pregnant.
Why is that so important?
Well, I don't know. It must be too expensive to take the children along on the honeymoon.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying to do the right thing in spite of the consequences, Mort.
Thank you, sir. I believe that I should take responsibility for the things that I do. The main problem is I can't figure out whether I did them or not. Well, until next week.